Officials at the Security and Exchange Commission say they're hearing many more complaints about accounting irregularities at U.S. companies in the wake of the Enron scandal. As a result, they've launched an unprecedented number of investigations in recent months. The companies being targeted include some of the biggest and best-known names in the corporate world. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
This week, Xerox announced that it would restate earnings stretching back 4 years because of questions the SEC had raised about its accounting methods. It will also pay a record $10 million civil fine. But it's not the only big company whose books are being scrutinized. Adelphia Communications, the big cable TV company, said it's being investigated for hiding debt in off-the-books partnerships, one of the issues that brought Enron down. Questions are also being raised about such Fortune 500 companies as Williams, Quest, and WorldCom, to name a few.
In the first 2 months of this year, we opened more than one investigation at a business day, and that's quite extraordinary. It's almost three times as many investigations as we'd opened during the comparable period of 2001.
Stephen Cutler heads the SEC's Enforcement Division. He says the Enron case has turned a spotlight on accounting irregularities.
I attribute this again to the heightened awareness and sensitivities. We're certainly getting many more complaints and calls from informants, complainants, investors.
Cutler says the number one problem his agency sees is in the area of revenue recognition. In other words, what a company counts as sales in any given year. For instance, some bandwidth companies, including Global Crossing, are accused of signing contracts giving each other access to their networks in emergencies. They then list the contracts as revenue, even though no money has changed hands. This kind of activity has often occurred in fast-changing fields such as telecom and technology, where companies don't necessarily make money in traditional ways. Elizabeth Fender is a director of corporate governance at the pension fund company TIAA Cref.
It's very easy if you have to ship a product out the door and somebody can check whether it really did get shipped out the door. It's harder if it's a, you know, some sort of intangible product or you're selling rights or the ability to appear on someone's website.
And accounting rules haven't been updated fast enough to adapt to the new ways of doing business, says Tom Veit of the Center for Financial Reporting and Management at the University of California at Berkeley.
There's organizations that are emerging that are just different businesses than we used to do in the past. But our reporting system remains 10 years, at least 10 years behind with their rules.
Critics say one reason accounting irregularities may be on the rise is that so many companies now tie their managers' pay to stock performance. Again, Elizabeth Fender.
There's a lot more pressure at the company level on company managements to keep earnings up so that the stock prices stay up. That's certainly a conflict that we need to pay attention to.
An even bigger factor may be the slowdown in the economy this year. When times are getting tough, companies feel compelled to place their financial position in the best possible light, and that may encourage some to take liberties with their earnings reports. Many critics worry that the resulting scandals threaten investor confidence in the markets over the long term, and that means U.S. officials are under growing pressure to crack down on the worst offenders. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.